From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on This Day in Maine, Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. And on this day, Maine senators weigh in on FISA, which allows intelligence agencies to do some surveillance without a warrant. And we will look at why Bangor's police department is such a big deal on Facebook. That's all ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
St. Joseph's College and a company backed by Kate Street Capital have ended a $750,000 agreement. They plan to build a greenhouse as part of the college's new Institute for Local Food Systems Innovation. Kate Street Capital might sound familiar. That's because it was behind the failed bid to revive the Great Northern Paper Mill in East Millinocket in 2014 after receiving millions of dollars in taxpayer money. Patty White has more.
Last fall, St. Joseph's College announced Florida-based company Organic Nutrition would award the school $750,000 to fund a greenhouse. It's a key component of the college's new institute that promotes local sustainable agriculture. But that agreement, which had been in the works for about a year, is now off, says Peter Nielsen, St. Joseph's entrepreneur in residence.
And all parties agreed to that what we had begun to explore in March of 2017, you know, looked good at that point. And when we got to the end of the year, it wasn't making sense to anybody.
Nielsen says St. Joseph's is working with many other partners and will still move forward with the plan. A spokeswoman from Kate Street Capital did not return a request for comment by airtime. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
A proposal to reauthorize the federal law known as FISA, which is designed to allow intelligence agencies to conduct surveillance of certain communications without a warrant, is making its way through Congress. It passed the House last week and next heads to the Senate. As Mal Leary reports, both of Maine senators say they are in support.
Republican Susan Collins and independent Angus King both serve on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and both say they will vote in favor of reauthorizing the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. King says the law has helped prevent terrorist attacks and other aggression against the United States.
The reading I've gotten is that if it expires, it really expires, that the authority is shut down, that we can no longer collect the intelligence that's so important to protecting us.
The once secret warrantless surveillance program was codified in law in 2008. It allows the government to collect communications of foreigners abroad through U.S. companies, such as Google or AT&T, even when those targets are contacting Americans. King says the Intelligence Committee has seen numerous instances in which information gathered through what is called Section 702 of the law has thwarted terrorist or cyber attacks on the United States. And Collins says lost in the debate over FISA are other sections of the law that protect individual rights.
There are three other sections of the Act, 703, 704, 705, that provide important privacy protections to American citizens, regardless of whether they're in this country or overseas.
The House had tried to amend the law to provide additional protections, such as requiring a warrant whenever emails or other messages from an American citizen are swept up in an investigation involving someone overseas. Collins says she believes the reauthorization bill supported by the Intelligence Committee strikes the right balance.
It is the single most important tool that allows us to collect information on foreigners who are overseas and plotting against our country.
King says the Congress should be able to get the legislation reauthorized, even in the face of deadlines for other major bills, including an agreement to fund the federal government, which must be passed by Friday.
In a kind of shadow war like with terrorism, intelligence is really the first line of defense. And so it would be foolhardy to allow it to expire.
Several amendments may be offered to the committee bill, including one that would ban the use of information gathered under FISA from being used in non-related criminal investigations. Both senators say they're willing to consider amendments that may be offered in the Senate this week, but will not agree to any changes that weaken the law. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Maine's top marine official is opposing proposed federal regulations that would require all commercial lobster harvesters in Maine to file landing reports. Right now, the state selects 10% of its lobstermen for reporting, and Maine Department of Marine Resources spokesman Jeff Nichols says DMR Commissioner Patrick Kelleher believes that's enough. But Nichols says Kelleher thinks it's possible to improve the data by eliminating a couple classes of license holders from the pool of people who can be chosen to report. One is what's called latent license holders, people who have a license but are not fishing.
So if we can develop a mechanism to eliminate those people and also eliminate recreational harvesters who fish far fewer traps than commercial harvesters, that's a big step in the right direction.
The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission says the expanded information will help with lobster estimates and conservation efforts. Public comments are being accepted until Monday, January 22nd at 5 p.m. The Maine Department of Corrections is reporting the escape of a prisoner who left his home confinement without permission around 1 this afternoon. 46-year-old Robert John Berry was serving a 16-month sentence for a theft that began in May of last year. He was assigned to the Mountain View Correctional Facility in Charleston and could have been up for release as early as April. The department's not releasing further information at this time. And to get more than 260,000 plus followers on Facebook is not a small deal, especially when you're in a small Maine city with a population of just over 30,000, and you're the police department. But thanks to the efforts of Bangor Police Lieutenant Tim Cotton, the department's website has become a Facebook phenomenon. Cotton tells his readers most police encounters could be avoided if everyone followed their mother's advice to keep your hands to yourself, leave other people's things alone, and be kind to one another. And this week, he added one more pearl of wisdom: don't eat soap. A.J. Higgins has more.
This is how most people engage with the typical police department.
Bangor Police and Fire, how can I help you?
Okay.
Where are you located?
10443.
But since Lieutenant Tim Cotton took over the Bangor PD Facebook page, the public has liked it a lot. Cotton spends most of his on-shift hours leading the department's criminal investigation division, otherwise known as the detective division. But during his off hours, he's the administrator of a Facebook page that has drawn in followers from coast to coast and around the world.
People like the writing, and they enjoy the humorous aspects of what we present.
In lieu of the typical alerts about hazardous road conditions, traffic snarls, or mugshots, Cotton offers humor. A lifelong admirer of syndicated humorists like Dave Barry and Art Buchwald, Cotton has found a way to reverse what he saw as a decline in the level of communication between the department and the public. Since then, in addition to posting tidbits about oddball crimes or pictures of vehicles that have fled the scene of an accident, Cotton regularly posts his Gut Warrants feature, a parody of the Gut Milk ad campaign. It shares information about miscreants who are on the lam. And when Cotton learned recently that the youth of America were eating laundry detergent pods on camera to become famous on the internet, Cotton added one more piece of advice to the website: don't eat soap. As for advice on how other departments might make their social media more popular,
well, we do get a lot of calls from other agencies that want to try kind of the same thing, and they say, well, what's your policy on this? Well, we're careful. No politics, no religion. We don't try to hurt anyone's feelings. We make sure we talk about kindness. As a matter of fact, I learned as I went, because I don't know anything about it. I absolutely am not a social media genius. This was just doing it differently than everyone else.
To some degree, Cotton's social media efforts are a modernized version of what reporters at the Bangor Daily News were doing back in the 1970s and 80s in a section called The Night Police Beat. It was a column of vignettes that were frequently humorous and sometimes sarcastic, says Peter Tabor of Searsport, who penned hundreds of beats when he reported for the BDN 40 years ago.
We did the writing of equivalent of ad-libbing and turning some peculiarity in the evening, some interview with a cop that wasn't, the legalistic, someone's been arrested, a crime has been committed.
Cotton says that even though media platforms have morphed dramatically in the age of the Internet, people still like to know about the officers who serve their community and about some of the stories that don't appear in the papers as much anymore.
But truthfully, people get their news in all kinds of different ways now. And so they have the ability to pick how they get their news. And I think the newspapers per se have maybe shriveled up the amount of information they want from the police department. They want the bigger stories.
And Cotton's online approach is also drawing more people into the station, thanks in part to a cast-off taxidermied woodcock duck from the district attorney's office, who has been dubbed the Duck of Justice, or simply DOJ. He says visitors routinely drop by to have their pictures taken with the Facebook fowl that has its own permanent roost. Cotton, meanwhile, is hoping to build on the department's social media success. On Monday, he posted that the website is, quote, trying to reach the magic friends number of 287,364. We have to do this by spring, whenever that is. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.